This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Homeless men discharged from area hospitals after serious injuries or illnesses have a new place to convalesce. Philadelphia's first respite care program for the homeless is in the pilot phase at DePaul House, a shelter for men in Germantown, and consists of a program director, round-the-clock nursing, aides, and so far, two patients. On a recent visit, I heard from some of the members of this small, determined ensemble.
My name is Deborah McMillan. I'm the Director of Homeless and Social Service Programs at Public Health Management Corporation. For the Homeless Medical Respite, I serve as the Project Director. This is our 8-bed Homeless Medical Respite pilot space. Before, it was a chapel. We converted it into a space for recuperation for homeless people who have been discharged from hospitals. When they leave here, they will actually have a place to go, not back to the streets. The patients we have so far, one has had a lot of cardiac problems. He's had open heart surgeries, been in the hospital more than he's really even been in the shelter, been in a nursing home and discharged. Each hospital has agreed to a certain per diem rate that they're willing to pay us for their patient, which is greatly a cost saving for them over what it would cost for the patient to be in their ER 2 and 3 times a week, and definitely much lower than their inpatient hospitalization rate.
My name is Cheryl Scott, and I'm the respite aide. The majority of this room, everything was donated. For the gentlemen, upon arrival, they get a new sweatsuit, the undergarment, socks, if we have slippers. I just want them to come here and recuperate and to be able to go back out into the world and take on whatever chore that they may have had for themselves. They can continue doing it with our help because it's a team effort. It's not just a me effort. We all put together and we all help each other.
My name's Linda Webster. I'm the nurse here for the medical respite. Everyone here has very complex healthcare needs, limited resources, physical resources, personal resources, and financial resources. Health assessments are critical because of their complex health needs. And this is our ambassador of the medical respite, Mr. Harper.
She is beautiful. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Can I say something? My story started 5 years ago. I was doing good. I was working, making money, at my own place, doing my own thing, and suddenly, heart attack. I lost everything because I cannot afford it. When you have a heart condition, that's it. It's a matter of time. I've been almost in every hospital in this city here. I take care of myself all my life. But you get to the point, you say, somebody's going to take care of me, and that's sad. Now I'd like to get my own place, cook my own food, look after my own self, as I used to do before.